do the minister. The motion was made by?
Supervisor Becker and my supervisor Skolinski.
Thank you. All right, thank you, sorry about that. Okay, items 8 and 9 are both from Grover P. and Felisa L. Donlin, owner, Jennifer and Robert Kelch, agent. 8 is a comprehensive plan amendment, and 9 is a rezoning from Salem. We did receive an email correspondence from Jennifer Kelch, and they are requesting that their items be withdrawn. We would like to honor that request.
So that's for
both. Do you need a motion on that?
We will need a motion to withdraw the items.
Both 8 and 9.
8 and 9.
I make a motion to withdraw numbers 8 and 9.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Skolinski to withdraw 8 and 9. Any questions?
Andy, was there anything more on it? Or just that's basically it? She just,
that was it.
No explanation or anything?
No additional information.
Okay, thank you.
Right. Any other questions? Seeing none, youth and governance, how do you vote? And members of the committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It's unanimous. It's 8 and 9 are withdrawn. 10?
Item number 10 is Country Thunder East, LLC, 234 Space Park Drive South, Nashville, Tennessee, 37211, agent, Irving One, LLC, 6999 East Business, I-20, Suite Number 1, Odessa, Texas, 79762, Richard and Sandra Dietrich, 2000 Richmond Road, Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, 5311, Russell Brothers, LLC, 11909 Richmond Road, Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, 5311. Owners requesting a conditional use permit for a country music festival July 21st through 24th, 2016, with an assembly over 5,000 people on the following parcels: 604-119-304-0405, 304-0100, parts of 311-0200, and this is located in the town of Randall. So we will put on the screen. Site. So you can see the area is highlighted, and this is a conditional use permit. And we have Purnell here acting as agent tonight. As if I don't mind to come up and sure. Press the red button on both. And you can speak and add any additional information. One of the things that I know was going to be looked at is that the Sheriff's Department, although we defer to them as to what the amount will be to cover sheriff coverage in the site. There is anticipated more deputies needed to adequately cover everything, and so that'll be worked out. But I don't know if you have anything else to add on that as well. And also, we're just making sure that the drop-off pickup site on County Crunk O is designed as we discussed at the post-event meeting last year, which would have a separate entrance and exit to allow for easier vehicle movement.
I don't have a lot to add. There's nothing really, it's pretty much have been worked out to an even playing field from last year and the year before. So we're not expecting any large changes. We're not adding any camping. There's still some camping available, but it'll probably fill up by the time the event comes around. Attendance is the same. No helicopter to my knowledge. Equipment that's going to be there, carnival equipment, as I call it, I believe it's a slingshot.
Is it what?
The slingshot. Nothing for me. other than that, we did talk about hiking, evening security, especially with the Sheriff's Department. I think that those details are being worked out. There's some financial things to discuss. Typically, that stuff has a way of working its way out before the event. They typically have a check in your hand before the event starts, so not anticipate any problems anyway. Any questions?
Questions from the committee? You're okay with that drop off that Andy just
the. I wasn't at the meeting, but I understand we're just enlarging it. It wasn't quite big enough last year, right. They had it arranged. We had originally had that set up larger, and someone from the, I don't know if it was the Rose Department, didn't like that second culvert there. so we may have to make some changes up front. Whatever they want to do, we'll do.
There was a few of us last year that went out as a guest, Mr. Noble, Aaron, and myself, and we talked about this yesterday. Just the one thing was the you know, people dropping, you know, they drive up there and maybe they're a block away and they're dropping off people, you know, four kids or something get out. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I know that, is this going to solve, is that an issue, do you think, or not? Are you concerned? Or I mean, I know the sheriff's department can direct traffic and all that, but just curious if you think that's a big deal or not.
It's not good common sense to drop your children off alongside the road, but it's done.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that we can put up all the signs you want. Apparently the kids like to walk, because if they go another half a block, there is a place to pull off the road. It's closer to the ticketing. But you've seen it as well. I've seen it. I've seen them walking down Lance Drive. I've seen them walking down other roads. I don't know how you stop them. Actually, they didn't do a lot of them walk from town. I don't encourage it, but it does cut down on traffic, especially the younger groups. I think this shuttling is working out really well. I mean, we just don't have the parking capacity problems that we used to have. There's ample parking, and it doesn't seem to be a problem. It's a camping event. It really has turned into almost a 90% camping event. I would say that the VIP parking is more employees and handicapped than anything, and the rest of the parking, it's native for the most part. There's probably 50% at any given time available. So I'm sure that the turnaround parking drop-off can be arranged. You know, it doesn't matter where you get dropped off, it's a walk. You know, the grounds is stable, so.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
But it's just bad parenting dropping the children off.
Well.
Side road and traffic.
You can see what some of the kids are wearing, if it's good parenting or not. I don't know. But or not wearing. Maybe that's a better way of saying
it. I just wish that was one of them.
I have to just take a second. That was an eye-opening experience for me. It was well run. Just those kids or something else, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, at least when you get them all making trouble in one spot, you can partially control. You know, it's really simple. The rules are, you break the rules, you go to jail.
Right.
You bend the rules, might get a warning.
Yeah.
Going
to jail. No, and it seemed like the sheriff's department was enjoying their participation in that. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Maybe.
All right, then. The motion then.
I'll make a motion to approve the conditional use permit as submitted.
I'll second it.
I forgot. Because there's nobody here, and I said I would, I do have to ask if there's any people here that are for this petition. Anybody here for this petition, for the record? Anybody here against the petition? Seeing nobody against, public hearing portion is closed. And then recommendation from the town?
We do. The town board of Randall met on this item January 28, 2016. The motion was to approve and it passed. And also, I just want to mention that there is an activity control license that will still be applied for and moved forward. They haven't done so on that yet, but that will be taken care of.
I still make a motion to approve the conditional use permit as submitted.
And I'll second it again.
Motion by Supervisor Skaliski, second by Supervisor Goebel to approve the conditional use permit. Do we need a roll call on that?
We do not.
Okay. Any questions? Last questions? Mm-hmm. Seeing none, Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
And members of the committee, if you favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Passes unanimously.
Thank you. So it's just
great. If you're not careful, you might have this thing in January next year. Be careful. It's better than July.
How does that compare to you? Do you go to the one in Arizona? Are you? Do you go to the one in Arizona? There's one in Arizona, right? Is it similar? You know.
They drink Budweiser.
But is it similar?
The actions are the same.
Is it?
Actually, it's an older crowd.
Is it?
Oh, really? Absolutely. It's cowboys, cowgirls. You know.
Yeah.
35 to 55 instead of
18 to 25.
16 to 25.
You know, I've been doing this a while. It didn't start out that way. Seems to be. They set their whole summer aside for this. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck.
Sometime, just ask for me or look me up. I'll be more than happy to show you around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Best of luck.
Take care.
We like going with the sheriff because they have gators.
So do I.
And people stop for the sheriff.
I'll see you.
See you.
All right, item 11 and 12, they're related. Arthur A. Neighbor and Paul J. Neighbor, owner Tim Lynch, agent. 11 is a rezoning. 12 is a preliminary plat subdivision plat for in the town of Wheatland. We first need to remove from the table these items, and then we do have a letter from the owner asking for withdrawal, and we would like to have that honored. So first,
I make a motion to remove 11 and 12 from the table.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Decker and seconded by Supervisor Skolitsky to remove items 11 and 12 from the table. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
And all those members of the committee, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? All right, it's off the table.
I make a motion to
withdraw
11 and 12.
I'll second.
Motion made by Supervisor Decker, second by Skolitsky. Supervisor Skolitsky to withdraw at the request of the petitioner. On the question, anybody with a question? Seeing none, Youth and Government, how do you vote?
Aye.
And members of the committee, in favor say aye.
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 All right. Opposed? All right. It's withdrawn.
Items 13, 14, and 15 will remain tabled. That one is being waiting for the weather to break so the water can be delineated. We have no certified survey maps for the committee tonight.
Okay.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Vogel to approve the minutes. Any questions or additions? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 And so no citizens are here, so no citizen comments. Any other business, Andy?
I do not have any.
I have a question, Mr. Chairman. You know, some of these things that keep getting tabled, Andy, is that pretty standard-ish, or is there extraordinary reasons? Do you have an opinion on is there something we should do, not do, or what do you think?
Hammer them, okay? In a respectful way.
Well, we only have three that are
there. Can be in some cases there can be some situations that come up. On this particular one, we're understanding is because of the wetland issue,
sure,
that we have to wait for that to take place. The other one with the preliminary plat, there were some issues, and in some cases, if it stays tabled for a while, it doesn't look like they're getting accomplished with what they need to advance it forward, then we'll kind of prod them to do so. In this particular case, that item was withdrawn. The one right now, this one, we're willing to wait for it to be tabled because we know the importance of the wetland as opposed to having to move and refile. So we're just going to let it sit there until the wetland can be delineated, and they have every intention, as they've talked to us, to move it forward once that's accomplished.
Okay, thanks.
Any other questions or anything else? Not a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
To adjourn.
Second. Motion by Supervisor Gold.
Second.
By Supervisor Decker to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Adjourn.
You have better things to do? Like what? Really? He probably has better things to do. You, not so much.
I know.